Ladies and gentlemen, we're expecting some moderate turbulence.
Please remain seated and enjoy the show.
Hello.
And welcome to
Moderate Turbulence.
I'm Jeremy.
Are you Jeremy?
I'm Jeremy. I need a sip of water.
I'm Adele, for sure.
And that's still Roxy. Look at her.
Roxanne.
She's cute.
All right. So,
how are you, Adele?
Still good.
Still good. Well, we're recording this right after the Roxy. Last one. So yeah, we're just going to get right into it. I changed my hat, though, because by the time you see this, Stampede will be a few weeks over.
Yeah, so if you didn't catch the last episode, Jeremy, I mean, I don't know which one you're going to release first, to be honest. Probably the Stampede one?
Yeah.
Last one, yeah. So Jeremy had a great incident prepared, so go and give that a watch or a listen or whatever. And now we're going to talk about our highs and lows, and I have a few Reddit stories to read out.
Oh, exciting, exciting. All right, let's start with highs and lows. So what are your highs and lows? Do you want to start highs or lows? Where do you want to start?
I don't know. Maybe highs.
Okay.
Highs would be that this month I'm pretty much just flying with some great crew. Mm-hmm. The only flight that I didn't know my crew actually was great because they were great. So that was really good. And then every other flight that I have, at least the first day of each pairing, I have someone that I know.
That's always fun.
So that makes me just motivated to go to work. So I'm like, okay, at least the first day, even if it's a long day, I know someone on the crew. I know they're good. I know they'll work. I know that it's going to be fun and enjoyable. So that's just a really good, like, I had a couple pairings already this month and I have a few coming up. So it's just like, even if everything goes wrong, like, I know my crew's good.
Yeah.
So I'm going in with like that mentality. You never know what can happen right now. It's just been some craziness, of course, with summer flying. But yeah, that's my high for right now.
Yeah. So for me, my high, my last four flights, actually, I've had a brand new flight attendant who was hired within the last 2 months on each of my last four pairings, really. And they've all been amazing. I've been very, very proud of the quality of the flight attendants that came out of training. So that's great. And also my last three flights, I had three crew members that were the same on all those flights. So there was four of us from each of those pairings.
Yeah.
One of them was one of your participants, which was always fun. And then another friend of yours. So yeah, I had a great time and I was just doing Montreal flights. I start my overseas schedule this coming week where I get to see Germany and England over the next 6 days.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of flying, a lot of jet lag, a lot of back and forth, but mm-hmm. some good destinations that yeah. you're going to get. You get to go to Frankfurt. So I'm jealous. I haven't been in almost 2 years now. So,
oh goodness.
Yeah. It's getting a little scarce with my Frankfurtness, but
yeah.
Oh well, I can't hold them. I'm not senior enough to even think about Frankfurt right now. So
yet.
Yeah.
Lows?
You go.
Oh, I haven't thought of any lows yet.
Sneaky. You're trying to put it on.
Yeah, that was totally what I was trying to do. Lows. Probably just you know, for certain things I haven't been as motivated as I have been recently. And it's just with certain things that are going on the airline, I come home and I just feel drained. And that's really been my low. It's like, I usually come home and I've had like a great day and I'm super like enthusiastic about it. And a few times I came home from my pairings and I was beat. You know, I work hard when I'm at work and I'm trying to be on the whole time. And I had lots of compliments from passengers and crew members for like how service went along the entire aircraft, which I'm very proud of. But I came home beat. Drained. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, you lost your like sparkle.
I lost my sparkle.
If that's a way to put it. Like yeah. you put in the work at work, but when you don't want to, that's hard.
Cause it's like more it's, draining. Yeah.
Like you're so much more like on than me. Like I can let it get to me sometimes, but you will always put on the flight attendant phase at work. I try to, but you're like more. So it's like draining to be that.
Yeah.
To put it on and not want to. And also just to get crap from passengers, from other colleagues, from whatever situation is happening. It just like...
Yeah.
Rough and drains you.
Well, it's like we talked about a couple episodes ago, summer flying. It's very trying on all crew members, not just pilots or flight attendants, but like everybody airline aviation wise, because everybody has to pitch in together to get the show going. And, you know, when it's summer flying and if there's delays here or a mechanical there, or it's just... it weighs on you. It takes a lot of energy to get through it all. And then, of course, like you said, to be on when you're on your flights. And then, I mean, I understand frustrations, but when passengers are deplaning and they said, thanks a lot for stranding us here because of the delay, I'm not going to make it home. And I'm like, I'm sorry this has happened. You know, I hope that my crew and I provided good service on this flight, but I wish we could control more of what's happening behind the scenes. But sorry. And so
it's like, you don't know what to say. Oftentimes they say that as they're deplaning to kind of like, as a passive aggressive way to do it, you know, like they actually don't expect you to say anything because they're actively walking and moving away from you as they're saying this stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's that comment, whether it's just a complaint about the flight or whatever the situation is, it's not the time to bring it up, first of all.
Yeah.
Like if you deplane and you said, my screen didn't work the whole flight. That was horrible flight for me. Okay, well,
I could have reset it for you. Yeah.
At the end of a flight, I can't do anything as you're deplaning. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, but that's not the time to start complaining about the situation. It's not the time. And keep in mind, again, at that point, we're not getting paid. So at that point, we've arrived at our destination. We're either going home. We're either going to a hotel or we have another flight to work. So at that point, we just are thinking, let's get everyone off of the plane. Let's gather our things and let's move on to the next step of our day.
Yep.
Which, yeah, could be possibly we're done for the day. But like if we're done for the day, we should logically still be paid, right? But we're not. So it's just like another thing, right? We're not opening that can of worms, but it's just things that we keep thinking about because it's so media sized right now.
Yep.
That, you know, every moment that we're not getting paid, we're like, well, you know, remember, we're not getting paid right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so a 4-hour delay, a diversion, whatever's happening with your flight, we're not getting paid, you know? So just keep that in mind if you're going to, you know, jab at your flight attendants with your words as you're deplaning.
Yeah.
We have no control over that. We're literally working on the plane. If we elected to decide the schedules of the flights, we would make them all leave on time.
Yeah.
Do we want to get home 5 hours later than expected? Of course not. Do we want to have 5 hours less in our layover? Of course not. So, you know, think about what you say and who you say it to. Yep. You know, if you're angry about the airline and how things have happened, bring it up to like the higher ups or like, you know, email the CEO if you need to.
Making a complaint to someone who has absolutely no authority over what happened isn't going to go very far. If you have a legit complaint, follow the proper procedure and do that. Don't just mouth off at a flight attendant in passing as you're deplaning to try and ruin their day too.
Yeah. Because I was just talking to Leticia earlier today and she said that literally happened to her today. People were deplaning and two different people on her flights said, oh, my screen wasn't working and oh, my seat was really uncomfortable as they're deplaning. It's like, and she said it was like a 5-hour flight.
Oh, goodness.
So you had 5 hours to stew in your uncomfortableness or your screen not working, but you never brought it up. Or if you were asked about it, you said it was fine. Mm-hmm. And then as you're deplaning, that's when you decide to complain about it. It's like, what do you think is going to happen at that point?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, I just try to, like, if people deplane and just say that kind of stuff, I'm just like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? I mean, I don't say that to them, but in my mind, I'm thinking that and I'm just like, okay, have a great day. Like, what do you want? Like, there's nothing we can do at that point.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a concern about something that's going on in the flight itself, bring it up to a flight attendant while the situation is happening. If your seat's uncomfortable, let us know. We might be able to do something, right? Mm-hmm. There's limited things, of course, we can do with like the seat comfort, but there might be a blanket, or there might be like, if there's an open seat, we'll move you or something if we can. But if you don't tell us, we can't, of course, help you, right? We can't fix a problem that we don't know exists.
Exactly.
And that's what Leticia said to me.
Time for your lows. You haven't told us your low yet.
I feel like I just kind of like
you ranted everything. A little, yeah.
Just passengers, you know. I've told my crew a couple times lately that I'm not surprised anymore. Like, nothing surprises me, because like there's going to be something new that's going to happen relating to passengers on every flight, whether it's a comment, whether it's a behavior, whether it's what they bring on board, what they expect of flight attendants. Like, it's just like, nothing's new. No, nothing surprises me. It'll be new. Like, something weird is going to happen. It's like, not necessarily aggressive or rude passengers, just like some weird things are happening. So sometimes it does escalate, but just like some weird things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it doesn't surprise me. And it's just like, to what extent is a weird behavior turning into an aggressive or unruly behavior? That's what we all have to kind of like gauge when we're working. However, you know, the weird behaviors and just like odd situations that just have us doing this, are happening every day now. And it's just like, okay, what's gonna happen today? Let's just go to work and see what's gonna go on. So yeah. I guess that's not like it's a low, but it's just like an anxiety thing of like, what's gonna happen today?
And
because you don't know, obviously.
It's the simple things, like, I always like to make the joke, the 80s are over. Why are people still smoking on planes? Because they're vaping now, and they think that vaping's okay, even though we say literally no vaping allowed. There's been so many incidents lately of people vaping on board.
Yeah. I mean, people might argue with that of, a cigarette is a lit flame, essentially. It's fire, right? Vaping is just vapors. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is vapors will still affect the integrity of the aircraft components. It'll still mess up the smoke detectors.
Oh, those things are so sensitive. Yeah.
It'll still.
Well, it's actually the electronic.
Activate.
Yeah. The electronic cigarettes themselves. There's been several incidents of them actually catching fire, overheating. And there was one incident years ago where it exploded in someone's face as they were trying to vape off of it.
Yeah. So yeah, electronic cigarettes different as well.
Yeah.
Regular cigarettes, joints, whatever you think of smoking, don't do it. A cigar. I don't know why you would bring that on board and smoke it, but people still do it. But I feel like cigar smoke, it would be so potent. Oh, yeah. Like, you would be really dumb to do that. But again, now that I've said it, I feel like I'm going to hear a story of someone smoking a cigar. You know, I'm bringing on it. Yeah. Knock on wood.
All right. Well, but sorry.
We're talking about vaping to tell people.
Oh, goodness. Don't. Yeah.
No, but like, if you smoke in your seat, let's say, it can still affect the integrity of the aircraft. It can go into like the overhead bins or the side panels and just affect the aircraft. Like, we don't allow humidifiers or things like that with vapors on board for a certain reason. Vaping, like, at the lowest level, that's a big reason why you can't. Of course, everything else is a no-go, but reasons why vaping is still not good, even if it's not an open active flame. The device itself, not great, can explode if it's an e-cigarette or vape, right? Any electronic device, right? We still have to be careful and just don't use them. Like, it's icky.
It's icky, yeah.
Anyways.
All right. Moving on from vaping and doing bad things on board and going into Reddit stories. Again, I have zero knowledge
of
as to what...
other people doing bad things on board.
I have zero knowledge as to what Adele is about to share with us here. And so she likes to do this to get me riled up and gauge my reactions.
Okay. See, calm down. It's not going to be that bad. There's a couple stories here. Just I went... Reddit is a beautiful place of more odd behavior.
Rabbit holes galore.
So one thread was literally, what is the most icky situation you've run into on the job? And this OP, original poster, shared a story. So the other day I was checking people's boarding passes as they boarded, and this newer mother, couldn't have been older than 19 or 20, told me that her baby is with the baby daddy. At least that's what I'm pretty sure I heard. I didn't really care at the time because lap-held infants don't have boarding passes. But during service, I noticed the man sitting next to her holding the infant is old, like really old. Now, putting two and two together really icked me out. I don't usually judge passengers, but this insinuation just makes me extremely uncomfortable.
Okay, so older guy, younger girl.
Like, instead of baby daddy, maybe she said sugar daddy.
Oh.
Or, like, the fact that maybe they have, like, a huge age gap, icked them out.
I mean, they...
Like, if it's really exist. Old. I mean, yeah, but I feel like it looks like it's the child's grandfather.
And maybe it was. Who knows? Maybe we misheard something and it was actually her father, not the baby's father. Who knows? But I don't know. I never pass judgment. I always hope for the best and cross my fingers. And but I can see how that could be awkward if it's like, oh, yes, my husband. Oh, but I mean, I guess love knows no age.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a bit of a gap between us.
Yeah, but you don't look like Roxy's grandfather.
True. Well, maybe I do.
Who knows? Okay, trigger warning. There's a couple stories with like... poop or puke. So if you're squeamish, maybe just like skip a couple of these.
Perfect.
Stories.
Okay, I'm gonna head out. No? Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to go anywhere.
Oh no.
You have to suffer through this. One person shared that they saw a grown man watching porn full screen on his laptop during the flight.
Yeah. I mean, was there a good storyline? Was he following along? What are you thinking watching? Oh, my God. Like, do you not understand? You're not in a private place right now. Everybody around you can see you. I mean, did he have the speakers on and everything was blaring too? Like, what kind of an idiot does that? Sorry, you triggered me.
So I've already succeeded with my stories. So same person also shared a story of they were walking down the aisle during service and there was a little like bump and turbulence and they kind of fell into someone's like lap area. Okay. Definitely invaded their personal space. Mm-hmm. And then that person later on, as they were coming back doing service at a different time during the flight, told this person, let me tell you something. I don't know if you work out or if it's just genetics, but you have such a hard ass.
Okay, inappropriate. Like, obviously, if you accidentally fall into someone and turbulence happens, you know, we've all lost balance at some point. At one point, I hit it like a wind shear, and I didn't, like, fall, per se, but the next thing I knew, I was sitting on the ground. I was like, huh, that's weird. I was working with my sister on that one for that one, too. But we've all, you know, bumped into someone, and it's like, oh, I'm so sorry. But to make a comment like that, like, you have a hard ass. No, inappropriate.
Because like he clearly like caught her probably,
yeah,
and then like felt her up at the same time, and then felt the need to comment on it later on. Mm-hmm. You know, not even in the same moment, just like later on, he held it in him and was like, "I'm gonna tell her." You know, like people like don't say these things.
No.
Like that's creepy and that's gross.
Yeah,
but thankfully, this post continues with the captain had a very stern chat with this person.
Good.
Later on, because you know, like, come
inappropriate.
On
inappropriate. Yeah,
you know, let's call out inappropriate behavior. Another post, during a flight deck bathroom break, had a pilot ask me how old I was. Before I could answer, he interjected, old enough to be my midlife crisis.
Okay. And now again, you can take this out of context. If you have a good rapport with a pilot and you're able to joke back and forth like that because you know each other, that's fine. But if this is like the first time you're meeting and it's like, all right, inappropriate once again, you know?
Yeah, I think this was more posted as like an inappropriate thing, because if they knew the pilot, I'm sure they would know how old they were.
Yeah.
And also like, this is just like a stereotypical, like bad pilot. There's obviously some great pilots, but you know, sometimes anywhere you work, anywhere you go, you can encounter some creeps, right? There's creepy crew members or creepy passengers.
Yep.
You never know. Lot of, you know, people talking about how icky it is for passengers to go into the lavatory without shoes.
I was going
to
say, let me guess, with no shoes or no socks?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flyaway urine in those lavs. Just saying.
And don't bring your toddler in there barefoot.
With no shoes or socks.
That's the story. Yeah. They were like, I don't, you know. Someone said they saw a pregnant woman knocking back some scotch and waters during the flight. You know, it's like uncomfortable to watch for sure. Another icky pilot situation. Pilot says, I'm not a racist. I have a mail order Filipino bride. I just don't like women or people of color pilots in my right seat.
Wow. Wow. I think that means you are a racist and
a misogynist.
A misogynist, and just a
big old boob.
Big old pile of poop, yes. Yeah. I mean, I had one pilot, and this is going back, goodness, at least 15 years, where the conversation came up about female pilots. And one of the pilots says, I've seen some horrible female pilots. He goes, but I've seen some horrible male pilots too. Some of the best pilots I've ever seen were female. That doesn't matter. Like, he was just trying to make a point, like, you can be good or bad, whether you're male or female, at being a pilot or anything in life, really. Just saying.
Oh yeah, this one's really gross.
Oh god. No, okay.
So essentially this person was a passenger on a flight. They were in a middle seat. About an hour in, the lights were dimmed and everyone was sleeping. She said the nice old guy around in his 80s, they were thinking, I was in the window seat, and they start fiddling with something between their legs. Me freaking out, thinking he was trying to rub one out or something. But suddenly a stream of urine shoots out from between him and the tray table, hits the window shade, and even up the air light and air controls. And they say at the end of the flight, when they're like putting everything away and the tray table goes back up, they see that they've just been peeing in a bottle. The whole flight. And they're like, why didn't they just ask me to move?
Yeah. Okay. Again, inappropriate. There's lavatories on a flight for a reason. That's where you go to do your business. Don't bring a bottle. Like, I've heard stories of single engine Cessna pilots who are doing, you know, they'd be up for 4 or 5 hours at a time and there's no lavatory in there. And they're like, well, no, the way we do it, you get a wide mouth Gatorade bottle. And but when you're on... But when you're on a commercial airline with plenty of lavatories, you use the lavatories. Thanks for triggering me again.
Oh, man, this is fun.
Are we done yet? I'm done being triggered.
No, you're not.
All right. One more.
You like this.
It's fun. It's fun.
I mean, there's a lot of these stories, right? These are icky stories. But then there's another thread. And this unfortunately happens. Thankfully, it doesn't happen all the time, but this happens to us crew members. It's just someone asks a general question, of course. This is how Reddit works. What have passengers taken from you or your galley, assuming it was for them?
Roxy, okay.
So yeah, this happens. Passengers go into your galley and they just assume that it's theirs, whatever it's food or people are staring that passengers were taking their magazines or their books. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these are just, you know, I prepared my food in a clearly like personal container. I was eating it. Some persons share that they had a half eaten sandwich in a container in the galley. And then, you know, flight attendants, of course, we're still working. We're allowed to eat between services, of course. Like, yeah, we're still allowed to eat.
Yeah, we have a little bit of downtime here and there. Yeah.
Yeah. But like on a regular like domestic flight, right, we don't have crew rest or anything. So we're not on break. We're always answering call lights, helping other passengers if they need.
Yep.
So in pretty much all of these situations, like they're called away to help another passenger or whatever. And then when they come back to the galley, they either see their stuff is missing or they see passengers actively eating their food.
That's so ridiculous.
And there's so many stories of this. And it's just like so upsetting because I can't even imagine you're preparing your food. You bring it to work. You finally have a moment to eat. And then a passenger decides to just come in and help themselves.
Ooh, that looks good. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that happen. I've had things taken like, you know, on the 787 where we have our little area there. So I have like my snack box with the door closed. So it's behind a closed door. And, you know, I have my snack in there and like you get a couple little things, a sandwich, a chocolate bar. And I come back and I'm like, oh, the chocolate bar is gone. Hmm. Interesting. Could be crew. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be crew.
But yeah, no, the crew I was working with, they were like, no. And I've also had where we're delivering the special meals along with the regular meals. So we have the regular meals in the trolley and we had a couple of the special meals on top of the trolley as we're going through. And one of the passengers who had already received his meal, he looked up and saw the special meal. And when no one was looking, he took one of those. And so we hadn't delivered it yet. And so I come back and I was like, hey, like, where did you get that meal? He's like, oh, it looked good. I saw it on top of the trolley there. I said, somebody ordered that specifically because they are a vegetarian and now you're eating their meal. And now they don't get a meal because you've taken it and we don't have any extra vegetarian meals or whatever it was. So I had to like give the passenger a lecture.
Oh my God. Were they apologetic?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
I hate people sometimes. Like that's just like,
laughed it off. Yeah.
Oh, that person doesn't get to eat now. Mm-hmm. So funny. And like, yeah, what if it was a gluten-free meal? Yeah. And now that person, you know, who's celiac, literally cannot eat anything else, you know, because they can't have, you know, oh, we'll give you an extra bread roll. Yeah. Of course, they can't eat that, you know?
Or like a diabetic meal where you have specific needs because of, you know, having diabetes. You have to eat certain things at certain times to keep your blood sugar in range. Oh, no, we've taken your diabetic meal. Now figure it out with other food if you can. Like,
yeah.
Just, yeah.
And especially brutal. Like lately, like if you're a passenger and you've ever taken something from the galley or you just like see things in the galley and you're like, oh, that's probably for me. No.
It's not.
And, you know, keep in mind, a lot of junior flight attendants, they make peanuts. They make so little money. So if you steal their food, they might not be able to feed themselves after.
Yeah.
That might be their only food that they've been able to
consume that
scavenge
day.
Scavenge or whatever. So just keep that in mind. You might be making someone go home or go to bed hungry. So don't do that.
No.
You know, pause off other people's foods. Don't eat other people's half-eaten sandwiches either. You know?
It's not a free-for-all. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and ask. It might be there for passengers. You never know if there's like pretzels set up or whatever, but always ask. And we're happy to help. If you're looking for more water, for more juice, whatever you want, more snacks, we'll definitely be able to help you whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
But just ask us.
Ask us. Yes. And remember, if you are out there flying, always be nice to those flight attendants.
Because we might have to save your butt one day.
Would you save someone's butt if they stole your food?
No, I leave them on the burning plane. Oh, no.
Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate and review wherever you listen to podcasts. We have new episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Moderate Turbulence on Instagram, at Mod Turbulence on Twitter, and follow us individually on Instagram at Huffy J and at La Delvie. Thank you.